WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
I lost my grandmother at the early age of 64 due to complications with diabetes. She was warm, generous, and a constant encouragement for me to follow my heart. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure, needing dialysis or a kidney transplant. The good news is that you have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing and learn ways to prevent them from failing. So go to your doctor and get yourself checked out. Visit linkbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events like a date with my wife or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford thanks to VetDix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they, too, can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
A crash leaves an airplane upside down in Canada. A lawsuit aims to slow a wave of federal firings. And Martha Stewart adding to the wonder of it all.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
At least 18 people were injured after a Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis crashed at a Toronto airport on Monday. Paramedics say 15 people sustained minor injuries, with two others taken to a trauma center in critical condition. Among the injured was a child who was taken to the hospital in downtown Toronto. Pictures and video show the plane upside down in snowy conditions. Intense flooding over the weekend being blamed for at least 13 deaths. The storm system triggered more than 1,000 rescues and widespread road closures across parts of the southeast. The governor of Kentucky gave an update Monday, said the death toll has risen to 11 in his state. Another death was reported in Georgia, and one person died in West Virginia. Elsewhere, tornado outbreaks were confirmed in Mississippi and Alabama. The IRS is reportedly planning to let thousands of employees go as soon as this week. That would come at the busiest time of year for the tax collecting agency. Multiple media outlets cite sources saying the IRS will lay off probationary workers as part of the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the federal government workforce. It comes as multiple reports say Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is looking to get access to the IRS's taxpayer data system. Now, a federal judge will issue a ruling by today on a lawsuit over Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. 14 states are asking for temporary restraining orders that would block DOGE from firing employees and getting access to sensitive records. The group of state attorneys general has argued the power granted to Musk by President Trump is unconstitutional. During a hearing Monday, the judge said the states must prove there is an extreme threat of imminent harm. Netflix has released a documentary on the murder of Gabby Petito. In the doc, it's revealed that Petito called an ex-boyfriend hours before her death. Petito disappeared in 2021 before her body was found in Wyoming's Bridger Teton National Forest, and an autopsy concluded that she died by homicide. Her fiancé, Brian Laundry, eventually was revealed to be her killer, and he died by suicide in Florida months later. The new three-part docuseries shows never-before-seen text messages, police body cam footage, and excerpts from Petito's journal. Director Michael Gasparo said the revelation that Petito called her ex surprised him, saying, quote, "We didn't know she'd reached out to him during a vulnerable time." And Foxwoods Resort Casino is adding another celebrity chef to its culinary lineup. Martha Stewart is bringing her signature style to the casino with a new restaurant called The Bedford by Martha Stewart. It's set to open this fall. The restaurant, inspired by Stewart's own farmhouse, will feature a menu of her favorite dishes. This is the second big-name chef to partner with Foxwoods, joining Gordon Ramsay, whose Hell's Kitchen restaurant and TV show filming studio are already there on the Connecticut property.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics in Philly to play the 76ers on Thursday. Bruins home to play the Anaheim Ducks on Saturday following the Four Nations face-off this week.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy today, a high of 26. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 30. On Thursday, we're looking out for some snow, a high of 28. By Friday, partly sunny with a high of 33. And sunny over the weekend with highs getting up to near 40 by Sunday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, we are broadcasting live from Percy's Place in Dartmouth. Had to make some technical adjustments, but we're going to try and get it fixed on the other end. But we are broadcasting live from Percy's Place. Come on by. They're going to be opening up at 7 o'clock. You can have some breakfast and conversation with me. Even if we don't get it completely working correctly, I've got faith that we'll figure it out. Which is very weird because it's working on my end. But we can't figure out why I'm not going out to you guys. But that's all right because we figured out a backup plan. And we do have a special Seize the Deal going on sale at 8 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. We're going to have $50 to Percy's Place in Dartmouth for just $25. So you're going to want to make sure that you have your computer, your phone, whatever it is that you use to access Seize the Deal ready to go a few minutes before 8 o'clock so you can keep hitting refresh and be able to take part in that Seize the Deal. So we were mentioning before, and none of you got to hear it, but it was great stuff. It was probably the best half hour of radio I've ever done. And nobody heard it except me. And Josh was here getting things ready for everybody. But basically what we were going over was the fact that Percy's Place is, when you walk in, you feel like you're walking into somebody's, you know, country home. It's a place where when you walk in, you know exactly what it's all about. It's good, classic, traditional New England breakfasts. And where else are you going to be able to get something like, you know, marinated mushrooms with your breakfast, or fish cakes and baked beans, and of course their world famous hash? And I'm serious, people come from all over to try the hash at Percy's Place. My favorite breakfast here is the Eggs Percy Supreme, which is like an open face omelet with hash and then has hollandaise sauce over it. It's a must have. And you can never go to Percy's Place and not try some of their homemade cornbread. So check it out. SeizeTheDeal.com, 8 a.m. That deal will go live. And one of the great things about being at a restaurant this morning is a restaurant is also one of our main topics of today, because last week we broke the news that Vell's Family Restaurant in Wareham is up for sale. $1.3 million to buy the restaurant and the one bedroom home that's on the property and that huge parking lot. And when we found out that it was for sale, we reached out to Vell's and asked to speak to the owners. And we were told, you know, Judy, who is one of the owners, should be in on Wednesday, and I could speak to her then. And this was last Thursday, I believe, Thursday or Friday. I forget what day it was. So I was like, okay, I guess we're going to wait for next week to get the full story. And Judy actually sent me an email yesterday and explained to me exactly why they're selling. And you can read it all at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But basically, it is the fact that they're all, so Vell's is owned by the Bump family. It's Judy and her husband, Carl, and Carl's brothers, Steve and Brian, and they are all in their 70s. So they're looking to retire. They're looking to step back and let someone else take over, but they also want to find the right person. They want to find somebody who has their values and kind of their approach and doesn't really want to come in and make all kinds of changes. Now, to be fair, no offense to the Bump, somebody might want to come in and update the interior a little bit, but I would say leave it as it is. And it's obviously working. They're always, they're pretty much always busy at a time when a lot of restaurants are struggling. But you drive by that place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to see a full parking lot. So it's a sound business investment, I think, for somebody that's looking to get into the business, but also somebody who wants to have, you know, some of that traditional family style fare. So we'll keep up with that story as we go along, and we will find out who the potential and hopefully eventual buyer may be. But it doesn't sound like the bumps are rushing things. It sounds like they're going to wait and make sure that they do find the exact right person. 508-996-0500. We also have App Chat open on the WBSM app. And, even though I'm on the phone, you can be on the phone too. I think we'll be able to hear each other. And then a little bit later on, if we can get everything working correctly, we'll have Josh here. He's going to come and talk to us about Percy's Place. And then also in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Whitney Tully of Walt's Mobile Closet, which is an organization that helps clothe the homeless, that helps give them, especially this time of year, the warm clothes that they need. Because if you think about it, look at, what was it, 19 degrees last night? I mean, I don't even know if there's enough layers to make it so you could spend the entire night outside when it's 19 degrees out. So we need to make sure that these folks have as much warm and clean and fresh clothing as possible. And that's what Walt's Mobile Closet does. And they bring the clothing to the folks where they are, and also have some areas set up where you can make drop-offs. So we're going to find out about all of that a little bit later on as well. So one of the other stories that you can check out at WBSM.com too, and I didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday, but Barry Richard is doing a great job of kind of stepping into my territory a little bit in some of the supernatural and the paranormal stuff. Last week he had an article about the Bigfoot sightings that have happened around Wachusett Mountain. And there's actually a lot of Bigfoot sightings that happen in our area. There are South Coast Bigfoot sightings, and there's also an entire organization that looks into these reports, the BFRO. And Matt Moniz, who is my co-host on Spooky South Coast, works with the BFRO, checking out some of these local reports of Bigfoot. And there isn't a time that goes by of a couple of months or so where he doesn't get a report that comes in, that something that he thinks is a credible report. So Barry wrote about that, and that led to him finding a legend that he had never heard before, and that being the legend of the Black Flash of Provincetown, which goes all the way back to 1939. And what's interesting about this is, this thing is described as nearly 8 feet tall, clothed in all black clothing, and has an unusually gaunt frame. And it has the ability to jump like a gazelle, not the gazelle from Fun 107 who's trying to help us get back on the air, but an actual animal, an actual gazelle. And there's an article that Barry links to that comes from the October 26, 1939 edition of the Provincetown Advocate. And it says, here it is only October, and the Black Flash has been prowling, scaring kids so they won't go out nights and won't go to bed, grabbing women, jumping over 10-foot hedges with no trouble at all. Chair springs on his feet is the explanation. And so the story went around that somebody was actually moving around Provincetown with the springs from a chair tied to their feet to help them jump over 10-foot hedges. Now, this has been attributed to probably being a prank, because about 100 years before that in London, they had reports of what was known as Spring-Heeled Jack. And this was another mysterious figure that was seen having the ability to jump great heights. And so that led to the name Spring-Heeled Jack. So maybe somebody heard about this and decided to, for themselves, like, you know, we're going to cause our own version of this. and found a way to rig up springs on their feet so they could jump. But you can read more about it and see some of those original reports at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app when Provincetown, Massachusetts was terrorized by the Black Flash. And that leads me to a story that we've had locally that I've reported on before. The Beast of Brooklawn Park, that apparently in the 60s, people reported seeing this hairy kind of wolf-like or dog-like creature running through Brooklawn Park with a high-pitched scream. And a coworker sent me something she found on Reddit where people were referring to a similar time period, also at Brooklawn Park in New Bedford, where there was a creature or a person or something known as Naked Noonie. And I'm trying to find more information about this Naked Noonie character. So if any of you have ever heard of Naked Noonie, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, or you can send me an app chat message, or you can call in 508-996-0500. I don't know if this Naked Noonie and the Beast of Brooklawn Park are the same figure or the same urban legend. I don't know, but I'm interested in trying to get to the bottom of that. So if you know anything about it, you can email me, tim@wbsm.com. If you want me to keep it anonymous, or you can send me an app chat message, or if you know anything about it and you want to call in and talk about it, 508-996-0500. And I'm fascinated by these legends, and not so much from a paranormal aspect. I don't care if they turn out to be true or not. I'm just fascinated by the way that these stories kind of take hold and that people remember them and retell them. So it could just be a rumor that starts at, you know, one of the neighborhood schools, somehow still persists, you know, 40, 50, 60 years later. And it's that kind of thing that always fascinates me. I'm as much of a, I guess, a sociologist and an anthropologist when it comes to this stuff as I am a paranormal researcher. So if you know anything, let me know. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a few moments here on WBSM, broadcasting live from Percy's Place on State Road in North Dartmouth. All right, I'm going to... All right. Well, we are back, and we are trying to get everything up and running as best we can, but we're rolling with the punches here. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, we also have app chat open on the WBSM app, which is a very easy way to be able to send what you want to say. And, oh, I lost my Wi-Fi completely. I know I'm trying to connect at the same time. I'm doing multiple things at once. So we were talking about this story that Barry has, the Black Flash, and I was asking about Naked Noonie. If anybody has heard of Naked Noonie, I'd like to know about it. Apparently, this is a figure that was seen roaming around the Brooklawn Park area in the 1960s. And to me, it sounds like, you know, something that people made up, and somebody came up with the story, and then it kind of took off, and then one person told another person, and then it's a bit of the telephone game. So then, you know, one person's got to try to, it's like a fish story. One person's got to try to make it seem more interesting than the last person that told the story. And so when you see these kind of stories happen, To me, you have to try to get back to the root of it and then see what little kernel of truth there might be. So, yeah, there might have been something that was seen roaming around Brooklawn Park back in those days. There might have been something that was seen that could have been as simple as it could have been a black bear. It could have been a coyote. It could have been even a dog, but it just takes somebody seeing it and mistaking it in the dark for it to suddenly become this whole new thing and take on a new life. And that's what we see happen way too often with these stories. So my guess is that that's probably what happened in the Beast of Brooklawn Park / Naked Noonie case here in New Bedford. And it's probably what happened with the Black Flash.
in Provincetown that Barry wrote about, but it's also entirely possible that somebody could have created an entire hoax. So I know that a lot, you know, it's harder these days to pull off a hoax because everybody in the world has a cell phone camera and everybody in the world, you know, can kind of spot some of these things and recreate them to debunk them. But back in 1939, I don't think there were a lot of people that were getting, you know, high quality photographs of this creature. So it just depended on eyewitness reports. And just trying to get the Wi-Fi going back here again. But what we're going to do is we've got another break we've got to take. So let's go to that. We'll be back in just a few moments, broadcasting live from Percy's Place in North Dartmouth. All right, we are going to be going to the news in just a moment. And then on the other side, we'll talk more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat is open on the WBSM app. I can't, unfortunately, do open line voicemails when I'm off site. But we are broadcasting live from Percy's Place.